producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Okay. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio, this is Lock and Load on a Tuesday. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. There's a book coming out called We the People, which is going to be by Ben Phillippe. And Ben has come by here. He's sat in. He's been the only live guest I've ever had. And he sat right here with me. And I get to be in the book. He took a picture of me holding a few guns. Yes, I was holding a few. Armload. And we're going to talk about We the People. We're going to talk about his other book that he's already published called God, Guns, and Guts, and why he's doing this, why he's going around the country taking pictures of American gun owners. That's coming up in the second hour. I've made a little bit of a reference to this. John Crawford III walking around in a Walmart with a BB gun that they sold. A shopper saw him with this. Now, John Crawford III was black American male. Ronnie Ritchie, the shopper, called 911 and claimed that Crawford was walking around the store pointing a rifle at other shoppers. Police response was immediate and overwhelming, and Crawford was shot and killed within seconds when Beaver Creek officers arrived at the scene. Now Mr. Ritchie is changing his story. When he called 911 from the aisles at a Walmart in Western Ohio last month to report that a black man was walking around with a gun in the store, he said that shoppers were coming under direct threat in the call. He told the dispatcher he's like pointing it at people. Later that evening, after John Crawford III had been shot to death by one of the police officers who hurried to the scene, Ritchie repeated to reporters he was pointing at people, children, walking by. 1 month later, he's changed his mind. He's saying now, at no point did he shoulder the rifle and point it at anybody. He told this to The Guardian, a UK newspaper and website. He maintained that Crawford was waving it around, which attorneys for Crawford's family deny. He also told several reporters after the August the 5th shooting that he was an ex-Marine. Well, he was in the Marine Corps. His career was 7 weeks long. He washed out of basic training or had been kicked out because of a fraudulent enlistment. One way or the other, it was 7 weeks long. And he maintains that was simply a mix-up over his paperwork. Mr. Crawford was 22. He turned out to be holding an unloaded BB air rifle that was for sale at Walmart. Ritchie told the dispatcher that he appeared to be trying to load the gun. The 911 dispatcher, the technically minded 911 dispatcher, said that it was believed the gunman was putting bullets inside the weapon. The Crawford's attorneys told The Guardian that they had learned the preliminary findings of an autopsy where that he was shot in the back of his left arm and on in his left side, supporting their claim that he was turned away from the police officer when they shot him. Mr. Crawford was not the only man, the only person that died there. A 37-year-old woman collapsed and died in the ensuing panic. So two people died that day. Now, what does that sound like to you? I myself, with the exception of certain airsoft guns, I can look at an air rifle just because Walmart doesn't sell the kind of air rifle that looks like a good replica of a real weapon. I don't know exactly what name brands they sell, but I have seen some of them, and they look like a lever action with a smooth rounded back on the upper, which indicates it doesn't have a hammer. Also, the barrel is closed in except for a small hole from which the BB emerges when it is launched on its festive journey downrange. Now, the caller in this case, Ronnie Ritchie, lied about his military service. He lied about him loading bullets in the weapon because there's no way to do that. And he's admitted that he has lied when he said Crawford was pointing the BB gun at other shoppers. Young Mr. Crawford is still dead as of this moment, though. This sounds to me like Ronnie Ritchie and his wife swatted him. And if that's the case, if the police do a really thorough investigation of this, and they should really do a thorough investigation of this, then Ronnie Ritchie should be brought up on two homicide charges because his call resulted in two deaths. I mean, Mr. Crawford, 22 years old, standing in a Walmart, probably going to buy this BB rifle, probably doesn't see the police come up. Boom, 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 he's shot, he dies. A female shopper running away from the gunfire has a heart attack. She drops, she dies, all because this fool had to make a phone call. Young Mr. Crawford was the father of two young children, and he died not knowing that he had a third child on the way. This kid was not a thug. He was not a gang member. He was a shopper. Now, as adamant as I am about thugs having an occupational hazard of being perforated by gunfire because of their job, I am also equally as adamant that innocents murdered or killed based upon bad information is an aberration. And I don't care what color the person is that dies. Because all these people in the United States that are law-abiding people, that's all they are. That's the only color they are. Law-abiding Americans. That's mine. This guy, Richie, is the responsible party here. He is the criminal. You saw a guy walking around with an air rifle. If he's too stupid to figure that out, why didn't he run? Why was he standing there? Well, he was standing there because he saw... And you know what? This is exactly what the Moms Demand Action are talking about should be done in Kroger supermarkets. We should call the police. There's a man with a gun just because somebody's carrying a weapon legally around. And this is probably the same result you would see. Now I got a question for you. How is that reasonable or common sense to kill innocent people? Gun grabbers. How is that reasonable? I'll be waiting. I'll be waiting to hear your reply. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Group Lubricant Studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. Whoa. 877-317-6432. In January of 2010, the U.S. Supreme Court handed down a key decision in the case of Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission. This basically made it wide open for corporations or other entities besides individuals to give money, speak freely. when it comes to elections. Groups like the NRA, the Second Amendment Foundation, Gun Owners of America. Free speech, in other words. Corporations in the United States get free speech in the United States. A la the First Amendment. Codified and confirmed by the Supreme Court. Some are trying now to reverse this decision, and while they recognize that it's going to take an amendment to the Constitution to do so, their amendment would gut the First Amendment rights of organized political groups as we know them. This is the brainchild of the late Senator Paul Wellstone. He tried to bring up some legislation in Citizens United to silence groups like the NRA, GOA, 2AF. He did single out the NRA in his debating, but his clear message to all American citizens was to keep your mouth shut and stay out of our politics. The court declared unconstitutional the parts of the law that have been enacted for the explicit purpose of silencing the NRA and its members. Now, the gun banners in the White House and Congress opposed the decision because it thwarted their plans. Here comes, once again, Scary Harry Reid pushing Senate Joint Resolution 19, a proposed amendment to the Constitution of the United States relating to contributions and expenditures intended to affect elections. This is them. This is Bloomberg. And now Gates, Soros, Allen. This is all of these guys with all their money. This is Harry Reid's attempt to get them in a position where they can silence their critics and push the debate, have a one-sided, it's not even a debate, is it? It's a statement. SJR 19 would authorize burdensome federal and state regulation or outright prohibition of spending by corporations or other legal entities like the NRA, Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, to do what many were created to do, which is protect the rights of their members at the ballot box, to represent them in the faces of legislators. Prominent constitutional Floyd Abraham, constitutional scholar, excuse me, said it is intended to limit speech about elections, and it would do just that. The U.S. Senate could vote on the measure as early as next week. In Colorado, they didn't have this law in place, but it's effectively what they did. John Morse, when they were debating the gun control thing, John Morse told all of the state Senate to ignore the emails and the phone calls because this had to go through. They had to have this. Now, everybody today should be picking up the phone and calling their senators about this. Because if they were to pass this and the low-info voters just sat around and watched it happen, when it is real, opposing this now will stop a civil war. Because I'm getting real tired of these people trying to silence critics. The anti-gunners come out on a regular basis and demand the death of people like me, of the children of people like me. If one of us dies in an accident like that unfortunate shooting instructor because of the Uzi incident at the outdoor range, they applaud that. They think that's great. Oh, great, another gun nut gets drilled in the brain. More air for us. These folks are vile. They're vile, and they have violent intentions. Now, they don't really want to try to carry that violence out themselves because they think that, you know, just because I say so, somebody will go do something. So if I need something done, I'll call the police, I'll call the military, you'll be eradicated from the face of the earth. The only problem with that is, in a lot of cases, they're not going to do that just because somebody says so. But this has to be stopped in the Senate, because if it actually were to make it, you know, amending the Constitution, are they calling for a constitutional convention? Is that what Harry Reid is? I'm not well up enough on the Senate rules and regulations, the wherewithals and unanimous consensuses, to know whether or not they can just do that within the Senate and just make it so. But it's unconstitutional, and he wants to do it to silence a segment of the United States. And I wish Paul Wellstone, I wish he could be in front of me right now and trying to make this point, because I would mute the mic and I'd just start shaking him. They're not your politics, Wellstone. They're not your politics, Reed. You represent a segment of society. They voted for you. You work for them. You're not in charge of anything. You get to decide what you're going to wear today. That's what you're in charge of. Get to decide what you're going to have for lunch for today. You are not rulers of the United States. And for some reason, I mean, have you ever been around a politician? They some of them can get quite aloof. For some reason, they believe that their very nice white shirt has ballistic capability. They'll say whatever they want to say, and they just expect you to take it while they smile at you. And it takes all the powers of my will and my self-control to keep from sticking my fist elbow deep into that beautiful, photogenic, smiling mug. Because they believe they are superior. They believe they are superior. I knew guys when I was in the military that these guys would have to get a ladder and some platform shoes in order to kiss their fourth point of contact. Those guys were superior. Politicians, not so much. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercials, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, as the voice cracks. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. The Moms Demand have set their sights upon Kroger. There's a couple of reasons for this. Kroger is a very large company. Very large. And if they were successful, they would, they could, you know, we'll talk about one of their latest successes in a minute, but they were successful with Kroger. Well, that would be quite the feather to put in their cap. Now, Kroger, thankfully, has said, pound sand, Mom's Demand. We couldn't care less what you think. In Texas, where open carry of rifles is legal, there was a guy a couple of years ago that was carrying a rifle in a Kroger, and somebody snapped a picture of that, and they found it, and they're making it seem like in their ad campaign that there's just a steady procession of people going into Kroger's carrying ARs and AKs and all this other stuff, which is not the case. That is not the case. Now, most open carry in all states that allows open carry is going to be a handgun on the hip. Boom. Done. We accept this when we see police because we see a badge on their chest. There is no difference with a regular citizen. A criminal is not going to open carry. Very simple concept, even though in South Carolina we don't follow that one. But, interestingly enough, it's interesting the timing about Kroger. It's interesting the timing with all of these. When Target got out there and did their non-ban ban and made their statement, please, please leave your guns at home, although we're not banning them. all of a sudden, crime went up at Kroger. Oh, not Kroger, Target. That happened at Target. Happened at Jack in the Box. Happened at Sonic. Kroger, all of a sudden, you know, we have these two incidences, which are very different incidences. We have one, which is a great illustration coming out of Memphis, where a gang of Utes, a gang of black American Utes, decided to descend upon Kroger, and anybody that was nearby, they tried to cold cock them. They tried to knock them out. They tried to beat them up. Nobody with a gun, no legal law-abiding citizen was there in Memphis, Tennessee, which the odds should have been that there was. But had one presented himself, maybe even two presented themselves, probably the gang of Utes would have dispersed. But no, they left a few knocked out people on the ground as they made their merry way throughout the strip mall. Then in another incident at another Kroger, there was a concealed carrier there. Everything, when the concealed carrier revealed themselves, or more importantly, the business end of their pistol, which, you know, any pistol pointed at you, that barrel looks like a drain pipe. That stopped that dead in its tracks. Now, this is a great illustration of why Kroger is correct and Mom's Demand are not. All of these supposed victories that they have proclaimed are false. All businesses, unless they are of a mind to be this way, and they probably are already gun-free if that's the case, but all businesses should look at anybody that, you know, and they do this on both sides, if you'll notice. If the pro-gun people get out there and they are carrying guns into a place because they observe the rules and everything, and they make it, if they make it such a spectacle that, you know, one guy carrying a gun picking up a prescription, that's one thing. When you got a phalanx of people coming to get a latte at Starbucks, and you got 12 guys in line, and there's 12 different rifles hanging in front of their chest or on their back, well, that may be a bit much. And they're going to react. They're going to react. It's just human nature. It puts them in a position they don't want to be. Especially when the Mom's Demand start to publicize it. Now, the Mom's Demand, just because Bloomberg has gone away, doesn't mean that Shannon Watts has got a really great gig right now. She gets to be stupid and get paid for it. She gets to be dumb and gets paid for it. Ask him to hold through. You know, we got the break coming up. No, I'll grab him. Okay. Go ahead and put him on hold so I can pick him up. Go on to the phones. Let's talk to John in Austin. You want to talk about the strip mall beatdown?
Bill, good morning.
Morning.
Listen, here's my question. All right, you're concealed carrier. You're faced with a mob, right?
Right.
And obviously, you're fearful for grievous bodily harm or death. I see a new dynamic entering into a decision to shoot, and that is, if I pull my weapon and open fire, am I going to create a situation kind of bigger and worse than what I'm facing? I call it the shark frenzy syndrome, in the sense of, you know, if I go ahead and draw blood, am I going to, like, have a massive queue of sharks coming in and creating a riot, creating further violence, creating, you know, basically anarchy? just like you had that shooting in Ferguson with the police officer. And on that situation at that Kroger, I guess it was outside of Atlanta, where they had the video, obviously, I think a person might have been justified in, you know, drawing a weapon and possibly even using a weapon. But then we have this bigger issue behind it that they're going to yell racist and everything else and go into riot mode. What do you think?
If I'm presented with a disparity force situation, if I have a gang of any color of people coming at me with clubs and leaving, you know, I can see them beating on people as they're making their way to me, I'm going to roll those dice. I'll roll those dice and I'll deal with whatever they've got coming at me. The only other option I have is just let them beat on me. And if I do that, they're going to beat on me and take my gun, and maybe they do worse things than that. The other thing is, I think you're giving them a little more credit than they're due. If they were courageous marauders, they wouldn't be traveling in a pack. And if they were courageous marauders, it becomes a decision on their part if I present my weapon to them of who wants to die first. And hopefully that's not debatable. Hopefully they say, nobody wants to die first. Let's run the other way. And they may run the other way and take it. Hang on through the break for me. You hang on through the break. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen.
a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Back to John and Austin. We were talking about what might happen if you were faced with a disparity of force situation. And John is concerned that it might cause something more. Are you talking about it might cause something more in the middle of this event or after the event?
Probably after the event, if you were, like I said, the scenario being you get caught up, you find yourself in the middle of this mob that's running people to ground and hunting them down and beating them, and you pull your weapon and defend yourself or defend the life of someone else, end up firing. Let's say you kill one, two, or three of these people, you know, is the next night going to be the night of the, you know, a full-on riot? Like, I mean, just like Ferguson. I mean, it's almost like we're being hemmed in, and it's added a specter to a shooting incident that normally is not there. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, but here's what you got to consider with it. You know, this happens. This kind of thing happens. Police shoot people all the time.
Right.
We have self-defense shootings all the time.
Right.
And if you, for some reason, the Zimmerman case and the Ferguson case, for some reason, they decided to amp that up a bit. You know, you have supposed unarmed, hence undangerous Utes pummeling somebody and getting shot for their trouble, which is classic self-defense. It's classic self-defense. Zimmerman and the officer in Ferguson, they both were enjoying that disparity of force beatdown that was presented to them. And the fact that they didn't have a weapon is not germane. Now, and, you know, this is not something you're going to consider in the moments, but, you know, this is something to think about now. If I've got a gang of marauders coming at me, and they're Asian or black or Caucasian or Armenian or whatever color of the spectrum they're coming at me, and somebody, you know, I have 20 of them coming at me, and killing 3 of them means the other 17 runs off. If the media comes to me and asks if it was necessary to shoot them, I'm just going to look at them and say, yeah. Yeah, it was. Because before you got here, They were just, and I'll take whatever they got coming. I'll take whatever they got coming. Bring the race baiters at that point. They're going to get onto me. They're going to, the schism, and if it causes a riot, you know, in a self-defense situation, I don't have time to sit back and worry too much about the ramifications of things. The media is not going to step up there and say, the other day, an armed man killed 20, when approached by a gang of 30 unarmed youths that had previously flipped one car, set a fire to one strip mall, beat half-senseless 12 people. When approached by the gang of youths, the law-abiding citizen produced his weapon and shot and killed two of them and thus dispersing the crowd. If they want to make that into something controversial, I'll enjoy it. They'll look like a bunch of idiots.
I understand, but being an idiot these days seems to be normal in that these people don't necessarily deal in common sense.
Well, I'm not worried about them dealing in anything. I'm not worried about them. I don't think they would actually cover it. I think it would be, like all self-defense shootings, the majority, 99.9% of them, it would never make the news.
Maybe so, Bill.
The Ferguson thing, that was fanned by the media. That, you know, if you're out there and something happens, I mean, when I lived in a different neighborhood, we had a guy that decided to go rob a store with a screwdriver. Unfortunately, the store owner was a gun owner, and he popped the guy twice. Well, the guy came down my street, bounced off one house, and landed up in another, missed my house. I thought he was just drunk, so I went out there. I called an ambulance, and I went out there and popped open the door. And I recognized the sucking chest wound when I opened the door, so I very quietly closed the door back and called the police, too, and, you know, all of this came out. Now, there was no media there. The media did not show up to cover it. It didn't make the news because it was a self-defense shooting. And, I mean, I would have thought that, you know, I would have thought I'd been renting space out to the media on my front yard. Yes, come over here and set up your satellite rig right here, buddy. That'll be $5. Nobody showed up. The majority of self-defense shootings like that just aren't going to make the news. For whatever reason, with these unarmed utes, you know, somebody dares to shoot an unarmed ute, they picked on Ferguson and Zimmerman. But this happens all the time. This happens all the time. And if no media shows up and no Sharptons and Jacksons show up, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
Odds are it's not going to happen. That's just my take on it. At the same time, I'm not going to be concerned. If I'm sitting there and I'm saying, well, you know, I like to sit around in my shorts and enjoy my turkey pot pies, but I don't have any, and I'm in the grocery store buying them, and all of a sudden there's a gang of utes coming in, and they're bashing women in the head and knocking them over in their shopping carts, and they're making their way to me, I'm going to have to interrupt their festive day. And I'm not going to be too worried about, well, I wonder what ramifications press-wise are going to be. I wonder if this is going to cause civil unrest. I'm just going to be saying to myself,
no, I
came in here unbruised. I intend to leave unbruised.
I mean, I'm kind of in your camp, and that's, you know, I'm not going to stand there and videotape somebody getting the snot beat out of them. You know, not going to do it. I'm going to have to wade into it, do what I have to do. You know, and I'm just saying the specter, I guess, in this environment, in this current political, gun-grabbing, racial environment is, you know, what's going to trigger it? What's going to trigger it off? And it was just a question that came up in my mind watching that video the woman took, and it showed the Kroger employee getting beat and down on the ground, getting kicked in the back of the head, having big pumpkins thrown on him, you know, smashed on him. And, you know, and there was a little bit of video afterwards that showed some security trying to break it up or get them off somebody else, but it cut off of that.
Well, you know, I'm about to run out of time. The bottom line is if you're the armed American in there, it's really going to be a call you have to make.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I see somebody, if I see a gang of people doing that, how do you know when it's going to stop?
I'm sorry?
How do you know when that kind of a beating is going to stop? What's going to be the outcome of it? You know, you can only take so much trauma to the head before you've got something happening that is just you just can't unwind it. So, do I sit there and let that happen by putting the optic of my camera phone on them, or do I sit there and stop it by sweeping them with the optic of my pistol?
Well, I'm.
I mean, if I draw my weapon, I go yo. And they look up and see it and take off. I don't have to shoot anybody.
Yep.
So, anyway, it's really a personal call. I don't think you're going to worry about that too much, John. I think you would deal with that. Not a big thing. Certainly regrettable, but and I would regret it too.
Yeah.
I would regret it too, but at the same time, I would probably regret more. I would be looking myself in the mirror and go, you know, I remember when my mouth used to hang in a straight line instead of one corner drooping. So,
all right.
Those are just things. I look bad enough already. I just can't afford any more, you know, naturally fine. Altered? No, thank you.
Hey, man.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Coming up next, author, photographer, patriot, going to be joined by Ben Phillippe. We're going to talk about his book he's got. We're going to talk about the book coming out on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dried Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dried Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.